Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your word and words that move heaven on the earth. We thank you that we're healed and saved by hearing words. Our lives are controlled by words, the words that we think, the words that we say. And we praise you that in consistency lies the power. And we are consistent in our thinking and in the word of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray it and thank you for it. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, it's happy time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This man and this woman actually need no introduction in this ministry. Their lives have been poured out on the altar of God. And this is the only man that I ever heard of that is a medical doctor that studied all forms of medicine, all of it. He studied chiropractic. He studied Chinese medicine at the chagrin of a lot of his instructors. But anyway,
right, that's true.
anyway, because he proved it. Now, he had a heat stroke. They said he would never walk again. Never. Well, he did all right walking in here today, right? His legs were actually cooked like a roast.
That's right.
Massive heat stroke.
Yeah, massive heat stroke. Mm-hmm. And Mary left the house to go to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Came back, and he's standing up in the middle of the room praising God. Now, I want to know what he knows. And I asked him one time, why'd you study all that other? He said, because I need to know how the body works before I can fix it. So that's why he's a medical doctor and all the other things.
Naturopath.
Well, I studied under pretty much every medical discipline you can imagine.
All of them.
Naturopathy, homeopathy, acupuncturist, chiropractors, biological dentist. It's just the Lord just gave me this insatiable desire to learn and to get to the root of illness.
Now, you said something, insatiable desire.
Yes.
God's insatiable desire is for you to be well.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
His first covenant was a healing covenant. The second covenant is a healing covenant. And, you know, faith begins where the will of God is known. So we know that Jesus came to do the will of the Father.
Yes.
We know that God is a good God. And sickness is bad.
Yes.
Health is good. The 9th chapter of Matthew, the 35th verse. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Every sickness.
Every
disease among the people.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Isn't that good?
That's amazing.
That's the will of God. Now, and I won't say too much about this for the rest of the time, but, where's my copy of the book? That's why I'm here. It's my duh. I know where it is, where I left it.
You know, the Lord showed us a long time ago, back when Don started going into all these places, that healing is like this, literally what he showed. a vision of a giant oak tree with many branches. And he said, Mary,
well, sure.
My healing is in many forms and many facets, many branches like a tree. If you go and cut off one of those branches and says, I don't need that branch, you may have just eliminated the venue of which I may have brought healing to that person. So be open to how you want, how a person should be healed. When we dictate to God how He's going to heal us, we tie His hands. But when you stand with the Word of God first and believe healing first, and however God chooses to use, whether it's food, medicine, whatever He's going to use to heal you, it's all His healing. It's all His
but
healing.
But even better than healing is walking in divine health.
Walking yes. health.
That's
There's
the key.
A difference between being healed and being well.
Yes.
That's good.
Don, Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone. This area, I mean, you can see a faded picture of it there. Everything that we eat goes through this process, and it winds up in the sewer, which is the colon.
Amen. That's right.
Good way to put it.
And let me add this too. In your intestinal tract, in the small intestines, it's one cell thickness that separates your sewer from your blood. That's how we're designed.
One cell.
And if you start developing what we call increased intestinal permeability, you are literally inviting every disease into your body. Like Hippocrates said in 400 BC, I'm talking about 2,400 years ago, he said all disease begins in the gut.
Sure it does.
And we're finding out just now.
And
that
so
he
does
was
health.
Absolutely right.
All
it's
health begins right.
It's the whole key to health is
now,
the gut.
This virus that everybody's lost their head over.
Yeah.
it's the flu, people.
Come That's on. Right.
Shut down Amen. Nations over the flu. We've been having the flu ever since there's been the devil. But anyway, that virus develops in here and then goes, and you slap me on the wrist. If
well, I'm especially it catches hold of these ACE2 receptors in the nose and in the bronchial tree.
But then you get all throughout. Of this development
sure.
in
right.
here. And right. if the gut flora isn't where it should be, then neither is your immune system.
Right. 80% of your immune system is right in your gut.
Now, I've been tested for COVID 4 times. I've never had it.
Praise God.
Number one, I learned a long time ago to say it first.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I believe it in my heart. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth Jesus is Son of God? Well, I believe that. Well, anyway, the law of first mention. When something is mentioned, now all the Bible scholars that I know agree with this, just about anybody that does, I've never heard anybody that didn't. Once something is mentioned the first time, then that is part and parcel of everything throughout the rest of the Bible. Well, Genesis 6:3 is at the beginning. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So, we don't have the right to decide for ourselves what long life is. God said mm-hmm. that. He didn't say 70, 80. That's in the 90th Psalm. It was Moses interceding for the people. You can find that in the book of Numbers. And people have accepted that. My mother did. Mm-hmm. And when she finally made 70, she started going downhill. And lived 7 more years, but she had fought for it since she was 16.
Mm. Well, here Moses lived to be 120, and yet he's telling us that 70 or 80 is okay. But it's according to your faith.
And what you understand about His Word, His covenants.
Sure.
And that's a covenant promise. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up and say this. This is affected primarily by food. There are other things that affect it, but that's where we're going with this. So then you go to Leviticus where the food laws are. Mm-hmm. Then that has to be based on this 120 years. The 91st Psalm, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, that's referring to Genesis 6:3. Because the Holy Spirit wrote this book.
Amen. That's right.
Both covenants. He wrote this. So He knows. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So that, in knowing that and understanding faith, you have to eat by faith just the same as you do everything else by faith. I learned that the hard way. But once I learned it and learned how to renew my mind, it changed everything. And I found out sugar was killing me. And I was a glutton and knew it. And I looked up the scriptures. Everywhere I found glutton, I found drunkard. I was addicted to food the way a drunkard is addicted to alcohol or drugs. But alcohol will ruin your liver the way I was eating will ruin your heart. And lacta did. But anyway, I wanted to point that out.
Amen.
Because that's the basis with which you study food. That's the basis with which you study the Word concerning what we eat, what we think, what we say. And I'll go back to what the Lord revealed to Gloria when I was a student at Oral Roberts University, that in consistency lies the power. It's what you do all the time. It's not what you say just when things go bad. It's what you say all the time. So,
that is a major point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is
it
huge.
I'm hoping people are hearing what you just said, because that is a major key. Major key. Major key right there. Consistency.
Consistency. Constantly faith or constantly fear. The biggest aid, help to the devil during COVID-19 was the news media.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the fear in Christian people mm-hmm. that had no business watching that all day.
Amen.
They could quote the news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many died today? Well, how mm-hmm. many died tomorrow? Mm-hmm. How many died yesterday? I liked to die of the flu when I was in the Army, but you can see I didn't.
Amen.
This was, hey, we had a soldier die of the Hong Kong flu in 1950. Well, this would have been in early part of 58. And I was drafted in 57, January 57. And I was already in the dispensary there in Fort Gordon, Georgia, that huge field hospital. And that thing hit. And we had about 40, 50 people in there, and the next day we had 500, and the soldier died out in the hall.
Wow. Mm.
Well, since I helped my mother, who was a naturopath and chiropractor, I helped her in her clinic. I could read a thermometer, and I knew how to fill out a chart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was helping the colonel, because he was far behind, he didn't know what to do. And I was doing charts for him. And I remember this one day, I was writing down this soldier's temperature on the chart, and I looked up, and the room turned around, and I woke up 2 weeks later.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Now, you know what our medicine was? Fresh squeezed orange juice and aspirin. Not, hey, they were squid there in the mess halls all over that, mm-hmm. all over that huge army post. They were squeezing orange juices, man, to get that vitamin C and shove that those aspirins down our throat to stop the fever. And I was lost as a goose in a hailstorm. I'd have gone straight to hell if I'd have died. Over the flu.
Amazing.
But they didn't shut the country down.
That's right.
Whole thing. Well, I don't want to get into that. That's enough of that.
Well, so many Christians stayed plugged into the news and listening to the bad news, and it was destroying their faith, and it was destroying their belief, and they were getting their belief programmed through the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as a result, what has happened is we have this problem that we're seeing now. Christians have more unbelief than they have faith. And again, we had to unplug because the news, there's too much bad news. The Holy Spirit dealt with us. He said, turn off the TV and turn
get away from it.
Exactly. That's what we did. We started just getting in the Word day and night, and we turned the news totally off.
Just turn it off.
And when we did that,
I have a better suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Victory News.
Amen. There you go.
That's the reason the audience on our news,
that's the good news,
just went sky high.
Amen.
Because we give you the news and then what to do about it.
Exactly. Exactly. But I was listening to Fox News, and I'm thinking, oh, that's the good news. No, it's sensationalized stories that grab your attention, get your blood boiling, and drain your faith, and put your belief in them and not in the Word of God.
You know, during some of this, what the Holy Spirit imparted to me was, he said, Mary, everybody is just freaking out over what's going on right now mm-hmm. with the government and who's in authority and all this stuff. He said, would you just please tell the people that during Herod's time, Jesus was born and the greatest ministry on earth was birthed during the worst reign of, he goes, if you'll just shift to watch, just watch what I do in this reign.
You know, Mary, the Lord said essentially the same thing to me.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the same God that defeated Pharaoh. And the same devil was there then as he is now.
That's right.
Amen.
And he said, I jerked the slack out of those pharaohs back there.
That's
he
right.
said, these little politicians are nothing to me.
Amen. That's right.
At least they won't cut your head off disagree with them.
Right.
Right.
We have a tendency to forget that.
That's right.
He's a now God, but he was back there then.
He was.
He's the one that kicked the devil out in the first place.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Doc. Get us into this.
Well, let me explain what happened to me. Back, I was healed, again, of a heat stroke back in 1983. And they told me I'd never walk again. I actually have a large scar on this left thigh where they did a muscle biopsy all the way to the bone. And the muscle, it came back to tell me, I remember what they said. They says, you'll never walk again. Your muscle is dead all the way from the surface to the bone. It's dead.
They said his muscles were completely necrosed, yeah.
And not just this thigh, both thighs. So my legs literally shriveled up where my arms were bigger than my legs.
Oh, God.
But then I was listening to Shambach. Remember R.W.?
Yes, I do.
R.W. Shambach, every morning I was laying in bed and
you don't have any problem. All you need is faith in God.
Amen. And literally, as he was preaching, the Spirit of God came on me and said, get out of bed. And again, faith without works is dead. Move. You move. And I will strengthen you. And that's what happened. And I started moving and I haven't stopped. And literally, I watched the muscles regrow. And I walked back in the City of Faith in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and literally it's almost like something that you would see in a movie, like who's the fella that used to, what's the name of the fella that...
It didn't matter.
Okay, but anyway, the nurses came out, the doctors came out, they said, we have not seen this before. They said they literally measured my thighs because they saw how they shrunk. And the thighs were a little bit bigger than they were when I went in, when they hadn't shrunk yet. And God had done a creative miracle.
Well, yeah.
Now, when he got this report, and I think this is an important factor for people
Forrest here. Gump was what I was thinking about. Forrest Gump. Remember? I was thinking, what is that movie I saw years ago? Forrest Gump. Everyone came out and saw Forrest Gump.
He's Forrest Gump. God's Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Amen.
But the first, this is an important factor for people to learn. And that is, all of us get hit with a bad report at some point in our life, one thing or another. None of us are going to be exempt from that. When you live in this life, you shall have tribulation.
That's right.
Period.
Amen.
You're gonna get hit. What's inside of you when you get hit that comes out is what matters. To combat against
Amen.
That force of a deadly spoken word over you. You have got to simmer this inside of you. It's got to become such a part of your cell and part of your thinking that you don't let that death spirit come into you. It's a battle. The devil wants to kill us all. He wants to kill every one of you. So you have got to get a force reckoned inside of you that the enemy knows is there, this fortress, this shield. You've got to have every cell in your body in alignment with the word of God against these spoken words.
Yes.
They're going to come. He said they would. These fiery darts are going to come. But what you've simmered inside of you when these words come that combat mm-hmm. against it
that's,
makes that's all the
back
difference.
To consistency.
Amen.
Consistency. Yeah. So when he got this word spoken mm-hmm. to him, my reaction immediately back to That's those right. doctors was, you're all fired.
She did.
Get out of his room.
And I said, no, Mary, you can't do that. They're my professors. They'll fail me. I'd already missed like a month of school, med school. You can't get behind in med school.
No.
I'd missed a month.
But what I wanted to do was cancel out those
yes.
spoken words. They were saying, you'll never walk again.
Amen.
And I said, no,
That's right.
God determines that. That is not for man to determine. Now,
Amen.
The second point that's very important is you've got to get a word from God.
Mm-hmm.
You get a word from God, you and God become a majority against everybody else's spoken word. You've got to get that spoken word in you. It comes in here in your spirit. I'm in the elevator going down after he mm-hmm. and I had a wonderful husband-wife yeah. discussion. He wasn't too happy
I
with
was
me.
Saying, Mary, you can't fire my professor. She had fired him. And they said, sorry, we got to leave. She has just fired us. I said, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do?
What has he done? I mean, we had a really bad day.
What has
day.
My wife done?
He's never going to walk again, he's thinking in his head. And his wife just fired his medical professor. There went his career.
Yeah.
So I am in the elevator coming down, and I am telling you, I heard out of my spirit mm-hmm. so loud I could hear it. He shall run and not be weary. He shall walk and not faint. So I stopped that elevator, and we were in the City of Faith. I went back to his room, and he was laying there. I want to tell you mm-hmm. something. Man has spoken, but now God has spoken.
Whew. And that and went, can I tell you, when she said that, that word of God hit me like someone slapped me in the face with a cold rag.
Yeah.
And literally, I recognize the voice of God in her. And when she said that, it went right through me. And I had a choice right then. Was I going to agree with the doctors, or was I going to agree with God's word? Well, thank goodness I agreed with God's word.
Now, it didn't happen right away.
No,
we
it
took
didn't.
Him home in a
mm-hmm.
wheelchair.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were in a second story at ORU Grad Housing, and they were wanting to move us downstairs so
yeah,
he could have access.
I had to pull myself up with my arms
they
to get
said,
up
no,
there.
Mary, we need to move y'all downstairs because he's got a wheelchair and y'all have got to have access.
Yeah.
And I go, you're not moving me anywhere. We're going upstairs.
I
was determined, and I got marked a crazy woman at ORU. But that was all right. And I remember watching him drag his dead legs up the stairs, and I could hear the enemy screaming in my head.
Amen.
And that's the third thing that will happen to you.
And I have a word. We're out of time.
No!
Give the Lord a praise. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, son. Oh, glory.
Sorry.
Thank you, Papa. God's desire is for you to be well, and we take that by faith. Healing is good, and walking in divine health is even better. When we agree with God's word, we walk in His wisdom, we speak His promises, obey His direction, we are on course to getting healed and staying well.
Did you know the foods you're eating could be damaging the 75% of immune cells that live in your gut, causing things like brain fog, fatigue, and weight gain? The good news is God wants you well and has given you everything you need to thrive. Dr. Dawn Colbert's newest book, Healthy Gut Zone, will transform your health when you learn how to take care of your digestive system. Dr. Dawn Colbert, a board-certified MD for more than 25 years, has helped tens of thousands of people get their health back on track. In his book, learn how you can eat to overcome diseases such as IBS, acid reflux, autoimmune diseases, and even brain-related conditions like ADHD and Alzheimer's. Discover the foods that contain healing properties for optimal gut health. It's more than a diet. It's a lifestyle built on God's principles of healing. Take your journey to good health with Healthy Gut Zone. Heal your digestive system, renew your mind, and restore your body. Order Dr. Dawn Colbert's latest book, Healthy Gut Zone, at a special price of $14.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Learn how a healthy digestive system is the key to a healthy brain and body. Get your health back on track to live a full and satisfied life. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The subject of this week's teaching is based on Dr. Dawn Colbert's latest book, Healthy Gut Zone. He talks about your healing your digestive system to renew your mind and restore your body. Now, Dr. Colbert helps us get to the root of the problem, not just cover it up or make it worse by eating the wrong foods. He's done years of research and reveals in his book how to turn things around, how to end those diseases that the world says are incurable. Let me remind you, God wants you well. Jesus bore all sickness and disease for you so that you could be healed, so that you could be made whole. And I encourage you to get this book and find out how to use God's wisdom and science to have a healthy life, spirit, soul, and body. So to order your copy of Dr. Colbert's book, Healthy Gut Zone, go to kcm.org. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries is having a meeting in Columbia, South Carolina, September 2nd through the 4th. It's called the 2021 Word Explosion Military Salute. And I invite you to join Kenneth Copeland along with Chaplain A.L. Downing, Bill Winston, Pastor George Pearsons, and Bishop Herbert Bailey for three powerful days as they declare God's Word to our active and retired military personnel. Word Explosion is a free event and it's open to the public. So make your plans to be there. All the information you need is at kcm.org. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church. A year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.